We're about 3 weeks until pitchers and catchers report in baseball, and there are still a number of unsigned free agents. Many of them have Scott Boras as an agent. Scott's clients over the years have always been pretty willing to sit out, and I think that's one of the things that you sign up for when you sign up for having Scott Boras represent you. So he right now has J.D. Martinez, Eric Hosmer, Mike Moustakas, Jake Arrieta, and Greg Holland as clients of his that are unsigned right now. He, in an interview on a phone with The Athletic, said, "We've kicked people out of baseball who have tried not to win." And that's a reference to the people who threw the Black Sox scandal, the World Series between the Reds and White Sox back in 1919. He went on to say, "We have to get rid of the non-competitive cancer. We can't go to our fan bases and sell the promise of losing to win later. That is destructive to our sport because it has removed one-third of the competition." Tanking, trying to get worse, trying to shed payroll has been something that has been used as a strategy across sports in the last couple of years. The Astros have had it work for them probably in the best way. The Cubs probably weren't as far down as the Astros, but they made a lot of moves trying to be successful and win a World Series, and it paid off. But right now, Kansas City, Miami, and Pittsburgh are purging. They are getting rid of competent players that have higher salaries and in some cases not getting 50 cents on the dollar on what is returned in prospects. Milwaukee, on the other hand, looks like they're going for it. They signed Lorenzo Cain off of Kansas City to play outfield and traded away some of their better prospects for Christian Yelich. Scott Boras making this comment, Chris, is a little bit somebody that looks at it from one position or another. But overall, I agree with him. If I'm a fan in one of those markets and I'm going to pay for tickets for 81 games, I'm not going to have as good a time watching that team, even though I know 5 years down the line, maybe it's better. And I think baseball does have a problem if a lot of teams flat out don't want to play.
I mean, ain't nobody making you pay that money. Don't pay to see them 81 games.
Right.
If you don't want to see them go out and play. And there's your power that you have as a consumer. But I find it funny that the NBA gets the negative stink of tanking when Scott Boras has just laid it out that it's much bigger of a problem in Major League Baseball is what he's making it seem like. So, as you brought up, the last two World Series winners, the Cubs and the Astros, have followed a similar formula. And again, it's not as simple as what the Marlins are doing. Like, the Marlins are being cheap. There's a difference between, you know, being cheap and investing 5 years from now or 3 years from now, which is what the Astros and the Cubs did. They put a lot of money in their, you know, development. They put a lot of money in their farm system. They got actual players in their, you know, farm system who they believed in, and they gave them playing time as well.
I don't know that the Pirates and Marlins are doing that.
I don't think the Marlins are. I'm not as familiar with the Pirates are doing. I need to kind of read up on
I don't think so. And the Pirate fan base, I think, is way more upset about it than the Marlin fan base. There's more on the
Marlin. I would say Marlin's fan base is fish. that's about it right there. Are there any that many other Marlins fans, especially outside of Miami? Pittsburgh's a historic baseball franchise.
Let me give one context
here. All right,
go
for it.
TV money per year. Local TV money, where in football, local TV money is zero. Baseball, that's probably one of the biggest forms of revenue. Bottom teams working up from the bottom. Tampa Bay, Colorado, Miami, $20 million. Kansas City, $22 million. Milwaukee, $24 million. And Pittsburgh, $25 million. Top four teams, the Dodgers, the Angels, the Yankees, and Red Sox are all over $80
million. Okay, so there's a little bit of context. Now, let's first talk about Scott Boras, who is completely full of it. When he talks about the fans, he has no loyalty to the fans. Stop trying to pretend that you have any care whatsoever about what the fans want. You're Scott Boras. You're one of the biggest power agents, if not the biggest power agent in sports. Your loyalty is absolutely to yourself and to your clients. You don't give to you know what about the fans. So don't even come to me about all of a sudden you're looking out for the fans' best interest. Fans know when teams are stuck being average. And they don't really want to be stuck in a path where they're in the middle of the pack. I can't speak for every single fan, but a good percentage of them either want top-end results like championships or you being in contention for a championship, or they want the hope that you're going to contend for a championship. You either got to be there or they got to have hope that you can be there. A team like the Phillies, for example, they are a championship caliber now over about 10 years ago, the 2008 Phillies. They had that window when they were, but they got to a point where they were stuck being average. So, of course, what you do is you cut payroll, you get a lot younger, you invest in your farm system, they got a lot more analytical heavy. You know what doesn't help them all of a sudden be have a hope for top-end championship results? Signing J.D. Martinez for a 7-year, $200 million contract. That doesn't help nobody. A 7-year, $200 million contract to J.D. Martinez does not help the Pirates in their timeline. It does not help the Royals in their timeline. It doesn't help the Phillies in their current timeline. All it does is lock them up into a bad contract when they're not ready to contend. And by the time that they're ready, J.D. Martinez will have no value, making a lot of money, and it limits the flexibility that the team has to get better.
Scott Boras, by the way, if he gets 5%, would take $10 million home of that.
And that's what he's out here capable for. Now, of course, Martinez, I think he got offered $100 million or something like that, $125 million by the Red Sox for a 5-year deal. But like at the beginning of this free agency cycle, he was capable for a 7-year, $200 million contract to J.D. Martinez. He's 31 years old, J.D. Martinez. None of these teams that are in the cycle of they're not ready to contend right now, they're looking to build up and get younger and maybe contend in 2020, 2021, etc., they're not signing that contract. There's nothing about signing J.D. Martinez a 7-year, $200 million deal that's going to help anything. So if you're really worried about the current baseball climate of there's a lot of teams who have their eye on the future and what is beneficial to the future is being bad right now because you get more beneficial draft picks, you get more signing money, and you also get more international signing money. That all comes from being worse. Well, then you need to change the whole system. Like, don't reward being bad. If that's what you're really concerned about, you know, teams benefiting from being bad, what you need to do is not scold the teams for taking advantage of the system the best way they can. No, what you got to do is change the system. So if you want, get rid of the draft. And I've been saying this throughout sports, not just baseball, basketball, the NFL. Why are sports so married to the idea of a draft? It goes back to such a long time ago, the whole idea of the draft. If you're worried about teams who are being bad being rewarded with great picks and great players, then you have to get rid of the idea of a draft in itself. And there has to be a league or a sport that at one point takes the leap and says, we don't need to do this. It is just so ingrained in the culture of sports at this point that the leagues are afraid to get rid of it. If you really want to have an open market, have an open market. Have an open market, and the incoming players can choose their destination, and now you're rewarding organizations that are stable, winning franchises, if you get rid of the fact that the worst record gets the best pick. So eliminate the draft. How about you change the amount of player control that these rookies get? From the team can control these guys throughout sports, baseball perhaps longer than all the others, but the issue is not only that you get the best players in the incoming class, you get to control them for such a long period of time under very friendly team deals that it is very beneficial to take advantage of getting that incoming talent at a reasonable cost for 5, 6, 7 years down the line. That's what the draft does. It gives you these guys and locks them in for such a long period of time that, of course, you want to be in a position to take advantage of it. And with baseball, the downside of it is these guys aren't on the open market until they're 29 and 30 years old. 31 in J.D. Martinez's case. And now by the time you're 30 and 31 and you want to get that 7-year deal, it is not smart for any team to sign a 31-year-old, knowing what we know about baseball and the drop-off that guys get in their mid-30s without steroids. And right now the best players in baseball seem to be the guys who are 25 and below, not 32 and above. So why in the world would you sign a $200 million 7-year contract to a dude who's 31? So the whole system right now is broken, and if Scott Boras is really upset about the system, you shouldn't be going after teams that take advantage of it the best. Go after the system itself.